Brown Road. Call this meeting to order. This meeting is being held in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Law. In fact, the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on this local board filing. Our clerk can forward it to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
Mayor Longo.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilwoman Brinchevich.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Councilman Rossi.
Here.
Councilman Guerra.
Here.
Councilman Morris.
Here.
Right, perfect attendance. Approval of the minutes from March 26, 2024 regular meeting. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion, but second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Abstain.
Councilman Rossi.
Yes.
Councilman Guerra.
Abstain.
Councilman Morris.
Yes.
Very good. Any comments or invitation from the members of the public for discussion? Hearing none, we'll get right into the introduction of the first reading of the first ordinance 2024-13, an ordinance replacing in its entirety, chapter 7, traffic. Section 7-13 for parking prohibited for street cleaning of the revised general ordinance of the borough of Valley Road to amend the street sweeping schedule. Need a motion to pass on first reading and advertise it according to law and hold a public hearing on April 23rd.
Motion.
Second.
Roll.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchman?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance on final reading consideration. Ordinance 2024-02. An ordinance of the Municipal Council of the Borough of Valley Brook amending the amended civic redevelopment plan for redevelopment area 2 pursuant to NJSA 40:12A-1. Since the ordinance has not been reviewed yet by the planning board, I'm asking for a motion to table this until we get that report.
Motion. Motion to table.
Second.
Second.
Take a roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchman?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
All right, 2024-11, ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 29, Solid Waste Management, Section 29-1.2, including users and charges of the revised general ordinance of the borough of Valley Brook to increase the annual charge per dwelling unit for the disposal of refuse. Need a motion to open to the public for comment?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Anybody from the public wish to comment? Hearing none, I need a motion to close.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All right, I need a motion to pass the ordinance on second reading and advertise it according to law.
I have motion to pass.
And second.
Second.
Any discussion from the council? Hearing none, a roll call to pass.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchman?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Ordinance 2024-12, an ordinance of the Municipal Court of the Municipal Council of the Borough of Valley Brook amending the amended redevelopment plan for redevelopment area 1 pursuant to NJSA 40A:12A-1. Once again, we await the review from the planning board, so we ask that we have a motion to table it until we receive that report. Can I get a motion?
Motion to table.
Second on the motion to table.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchman?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
All right, very good. For our resolution for tonight, Resolutions listed below submitted to governing body for review will be adopted by one motion. Separate discussion is desired. The resolution may be removed by council action.
Mr. Mayor, if you can remove 2024-103.
Okay. Anybody else?
Can I ask a question on one of these without removing it? Do we know?
I think we've done that in the past.
Question on the partial waiver of refuse fees for unoccupied and unrented units. What's the criteria for that? And how do people, is that by application? How does that work?
So we receive an application and it's provided to the tax collector, and then that list is given over to you all to review.
I'm just more curious about the procedure, because I have a neighbor who passed away. There's been nobody in the house for at least a year.
So we would have to.
I would point out to one of the kids and say this is an option.
Yes.
Okay, that's really all I wanted to know. I don't have any issue with any of the ones that are here. All right, thank you. So then we don't have to pull it out.
And I do think that goes to code enforcement actors to verify.
Do they verify if it's an occupied?
Ask me how many units are being waived.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay, we'll leave that in the.
Yeah.
All right, let's deal with the 2024-103, the resolution approving the 2023 LoSAP qualifiers for authorizing contributions in the amount of $45,400. I think you just need a
roll call. Yeah, he needs to abstain. He needs to abstain.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richman?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Recused.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
All right, very good. The remainder of the resolution will be by
motion to pass the rest of the resolution. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Done. All right, we move on to unfinished business. Any unfinished business?
Okay. Mayor, you want to bring up the battle of Alberta?
The battle of Alberta will be held on Saturday. I believe the you know what kind of start is that not when it starts? Usually they get the boundary around 11 a.m. I think up to the graveyard. I'm not sure what they do. I will be asking.
Street battle at the Old Stone Bridge. So they'll start in South Bounderbrook at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then they'll come across, and then we'll be at the Old Stone Bridge, and we'll all march up to the Great Presbyterian Graveyard. And if anyone wants a full schedule, I have a link to it. I can email it to you.
I believe there are still reservations available for the battle group, so after that. So it's a really nice day. Paths come together nice. Dale did a good job along with some other partners and getting the town ready and weather permitting. I think it's one of the best that it works.
Weather looks dry,
Saturday. Yeah, Saturday looks good. It'll just be, we might have to do some planting in the rain over the next few days.
Yeah. Let's hope we don't have any more earthquakes.
Yeah.
Or eclipses. Yeah.
Okay. And one other thing is it's certainly the Arbor Day is October. quiet at Mariposa Park at 10 a.m. Third item we want to discuss is, I guess, one group by quote, out of one we want to open up discussion, continue our discussion from the last meeting about having the department heads coming to the second meeting of the month, reports on their expertise. Rather than councilperson will be their liaison reports, but the actual department head will be their report. So you can better ask questions in the public.
And Mayor, just to append to that, what I mentioned to you earlier about economic development, just having some of the developers come in and present to the whole council and people so everybody has a chance to know what's going on. So we're going to add that to them as they approach a closer point for approvals with the planning board. I don't want them to just come in and try to sell us on something. I want it already being in the chain so people know that, this is potentially, and it's getting close to be that point that people can.
So I just discussed it with the speakers, and I guess we have to decide what part of the process they commit, because we're not planning for it, so we want
to. Correct, that's what I'm saying. They have to kind of be halfway up the ladder before it comes in.
When are we going to talk about bringing bigger heads to the ball game? Since we started with
that, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that part.
So we will vote for making a motion.
It really is voluntary.
Let's go down the list of committees and who would make that report, just a little.
You took the department with the
department. Let's go down the list.
This is kind of a new business thing, so we can put that together at the next meeting.
I think we want that at the next meeting.
So, like for DPW, it's going to be Dale, right? For economic development, it's a little different, right? It's Glenn.
Well, are we talking committees or are we talking departments? We're not talking about our committee.
Really, your committee is based on the department.
Well, I mean, finance is going to bring, you're going to bring in your CFO, but economic development.
Well, that's the only one.
That's the only one.
I think we could have the administrator give that, or we could have councilors. I think that would be something they could decide. Okay. Or we could even have Peterson decide
most of the information. So we come up with a list or a formal of who is doing what?
I can. So you can list off the departments that are the main departments.
Yes.
So let's start with DPW. The police department, EMS, fire, code enforcement,
OEM,
okay.
Rapid Rescue Squad.
Rescue Squad, yeah.
They're still active?
No, I would say yes. I don't know if we need the force to be everyone, but I think you would sit as the committee. Chairman, you would decide what you need them every week, and you would be. But yes, you still have it. You should.
What about finance?
Rich Peter is still active.
Yes. He does heavy technical support. My car wrecked. He's the one who's pulled out and opened the car up.
Oh, he's got the joy of life.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I'm actually saying us as a council should know him.
I will confirm with them if I'm going to join.
Did you mention for the help?
For the help. Okay. For the health department.
And for this education sort of...
For the Board of Ed? I mean, I don't know if you want to have somebody write to give the report.
I would think like a liaison is the Health Department of County, or is it a
But I mean as a liaison, you could give your liaison.
But I'm talking about
the board
of and, oh, you're on personnel. I'm sorry. I think
you would still be in the board.
Yeah. And the personnel that will talk to yes, we will talk to yes. Besides,
mm-hmm. What about like finance or tax?
As far as the finance department,
I mean, I don't really know what would be reported there. I mean,
Natasha will be physically here on like the budget days. As far as tax,
I don't know what kind of what are we going to get, like a report that says delinquencies and things. I mean, okay.
The collection rates. I will add that to the list.
And that can be something that can just be provided. Rather than, I mean, I don't think there's going to be like Q&A on that, but I think it could be helpful.
Okay.
That should have stayed.
I know he's not a department.
You need recreation?
State recreation.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
no, so is that going to be every month? Are we going to rotate?
No,
every other month?
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe we have some on one month and some on another rather than all in one long meeting.
Yeah. Right. Because so otherwise, I just want to be like 3 hours. Understanding of the departments, and then I can coordinate which meetings that they alternate months. But we can figure out the details. But the council would like reports from the department heads for DPW, police, EMS, fire, code enforcement, OEM, rescue squad, the Department of Health, the tax collector, the CID, and recreation. Am I missing any department?
Construction.
That's
good. Is that zoning? Because construction is actually different from zoning.
Steve was speaking. We have where it was.
Okay. Yeah. We have a motion to handle the department head reports the way we spoke about.
Okay, motion to have the department head reports.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
I oppose.
Any other new business? Alright, approval of vouchers 2024-105, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $2,321,597.12.
I need a
motion.
Second.
Roll call. Councilman Petty? Yes. Councilwoman Richardson? Yes. Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
All right, we're open to the public for any comments.
Mayor, Citizen Council, coordinated with Jackson Dale, come Monday the 15th. Yes, it's one way it's going to be implemented. We put out the message board for the last week. We handed out the flyers that are written on the blog and on our social media. So, but that's it.
Thank you.
All right, I need a we got a motion for a executive session 24-106. I need a motion to go into executive session over anticipated litigation. I need a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
All right.
Executive
session.
Aye. Motion to adjourn.
We have to open the door.
Yes, please.
If you open the door, sit down and watch this. I think we're going to have a
portion of the right in.
Motion to adjourn.
I got seconds.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?